Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse, and joining me today on this Friday, glorious Friday,
yes, Noah Cassidy. Indeed. We got Friday Night Lights, college football. I say this every Friday. I don't know why. I just get so excited about weekends.
Well, that's good to be excited about.
You know, hey, we got some good
ones. We're going to have a great weekend, and we might as well just get it started right now with
Absolutely.
The Did You Know Show.
So this one is life-changing for you. If you're out there and you didn't know this, I apologize to be the bearer of bad news. But as y'all know, we've been going over the things in history that never really happened. And this is the last one on my list. So next week it'll be some different stuff. But did you know Paul Revere didn't yell? That is, did not yell.
Oh, no.
The British are coming.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that.
He didn't say it. Not at all. His old midnight ride, he didn't say the British are coming. And I mean, that's what we've seen our entire life, right? So I've been lied to. My entire childhood is fake. But nearly 250 years after the fable ride of Paul Revere leading up to the American Revolution, that's all we know. He's riding through, the British are coming, the British are coming. You know, that's what's going on. Along the way, he was yelling that. But this would have lacked a whole lot of subtlety for Revere, who also worked as a spy. So he's a spy. You can't just be running around saying this as the spy, right?
Yeah.
So by Revere's own account in a letter that he actually disposed of, he was one of three riders sent to spread the word about the British troops being on the move from Boston. They were also tasked with stopping in Lexington to let Samuel Adams and John Hancock know that some troops were coming to arrest them, although that bit of intel later proved to be false. It never actually happened, but that was some intel that they originally had. On the way to Lexington, Revere did warn many households of the upcoming battle, but the operation was far more discreet than boldly yelling the British are coming, as some British soldiers were hiding out in the countryside, and some residents still considered themselves British. So it's more likely that he quietly warned people of the attack and warns Adam and Hancock as he used the term the regulars. He didn't call them the British, he called them the regulars. So there are plenty of other misconceptions about Revere's story, and most of them are from the 1860 poem, Paul Revere's Ride, by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. So there you go. That's kind of where that came from. So really, we're getting all that information more from that poem and taking it too truthfully.
So it wasn't like a big, you know, alert system. It
right.
was more like sneaking in and telling people.
Yeah,
you know,
he was a spy. He didn't want
houses.
The British to know they were actually against him, and he was spying, and the British people were still around. There were still British army
right. In
the area. And so, yeah, it was more of a secretive. He'd ride, you know, sneak up into somebody's house. Hey, buddy.
Regulars.
The regulars are coming, or something of that nature.
Gotcha.
And so that's how that happened. But anyways, yep, you've been lied to your whole life. Sorry.
Sad. But I'm glad he did it anyway. It definitely helped us.
Yeah, for sure.
No matter what his technique and approach was.
I agree.
Okay, my did you know today. Did you know that Edinburgh, Scotland is the capital of redheads?
The capital of redheads?
Yeah, so there's more people with red hair that live in Edinburgh, Scotland than anywhere else in the world. It has the highest concentration of redheads.
Okay, I could see Scotland at least. I wouldn't have guessed the city, obviously.
Yeah.
But Scotland, I guess I could see that.
So it's actually 40% of people in the southeast region of Scotland, which contains the capital, Edinburgh, they have variants of the red hair gene.
That's a lot.
So yeah, it is. The percentage is higher than any other region of the world.
Yeah, because red hair is kind of rare, and that's almost 50%. I mean,
right.
That's pretty crazy.
So that's pretty neat. So if you want to try to find people with red hair, or if you have red hair yourself and need a place that you want to just fit in,
head on over to Scotland, friends of the same hair
Edinburgh,
color.
Edinburgh, Scotland, and you'll fit right in there. 40% of people that have red hair.
Not saying if you're redheaded and you committed a crime, go over there, but I mean, it's a good place to hide out, I guess.
Yeah, you might be able to blend in better. But that is your Did You Know fact today. And make sure you come on back Monday for another episode.